The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Bahati Mutisia for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from The Teen Magazine and Teen Vogue. Our first article for today is from The Teen Magazine, and it's titled, How to Prepare for Your First Year of College. Recently, I became a student leader at the Hollins University Admission Office. One of my major tasks is to give prospective students and guests a tour of the campus. I have encountered high school seniors asking about academics and campus life, and it is my responsibility to share that information, as well as give them some tips on becoming a freshman at a college or university. In this article, I will be sharing 5 tips on how to prepare yourself for the first year of college, including planning your work, knowing your work, attending professors' office hours, trying out a variety of activities, and being kind to yourself. Here is some information about me. I am an international student from Hong Kong, and I am currently a senior at Hollins University. When I was a freshman, one of my main goals was to find out the best studying strategy for myself. Everyone attends to, processes, and interprets information in different ways, but it does not necessarily mean that our way to success should be completely different. There are strategies worthy of sharing and practicing, and it is up to you to decide if any of them works for you. What I will be sharing in this article is based on my experience as an international student at a women's liberal arts college, and I hope that my tips will orient you towards a good start to your college life. Before talking about the strategies, I want to acknowledge that it is valid if you feel stressed, especially as a first-year college student or a student envisioning their college life. However, if you are reading this, that means you have taken a big step towards a new chapter in your life. Number 1, plan your work. I recommend using a planner or a calendar that maps out your whole semester. It's going to be helpful for you to plan what you do each day for a class or a project. If you strive for high quality in your work, which you should, always plan on spending at least a few days working on it before reaching the final product. By spreading out the work, you allow yourself to gain new insight as you learn, rather than jamming everything just to pass the deadline. A good product, also known as your schoolwork, comes with time and patience, and you need time to process, formulate, and revise your work. So do allow yourself to have enough time to craft your masterpiece. Number 2, know your work. The word work may sound too serious, but what you can do is treat it as more than just work. See your work as a friend of yours with whom you want to create a bond. It can be hard working on something that you're not interested in, and that's why it's important to choose a topic for a project that you feel motivated to learn about. Besides motivation, you also need to know where you are in the process. Ask yourself, did I gain enough information about this? What else do I need? Will the additional research help with what I have currently? Imagine you are befriending your work and creating that rational tie. Number 3, attend your professor's office hours. This is one of my favorite routines. Coming from a liberal arts college background, I understand that the accessibility to faculty differs among schools. However, when your professors notify you of their office hours, whether it's through verbal communication or syllabus, take it seriously. Your professors are offering you an opportunity to ask them questions or discuss your progress outside the classroom. It is up to the students to show initiative to reaching out to the professors. Just remember, they want to help you, and they want you to succeed. Number 4, try out a variety of activities. This is a way to diversify your college experience because you will get to know people of different interests, backgrounds, and personalities. Human beings are naturally social. One of the main reasons that our ancestors survived is human collaboration, and without socialization, collaboration could not be formed. Nowadays, we have moved beyond the need for survival, but we still need socialization in our daily lives. By trying out different activities on campus, you get to practice your communication, collaboration, and negotiation skills as you encounter different people, which are essentially to prepare you for the real world. At the same time, participating in activities allows you to discover your passion and potentials. The earlier you find out, the earlier you can start paving the way for your future. However, things can change as you grow up, but it never hurts to gain experience and find out if certain things work for you. It is better to know than not to know. Number 5, be kind to yourself. Life at college is a transition from being a teenager to an adult. At this stage, we are still developing mentally and physically, and we are constantly practicing self-discovery. One of the most important things for everyone to keep in mind and to practice is to be kind to yourself. We advocate for active listening when we are around other people, but we often forget to listen actively to ourselves. Your mind and your body need to be heard as well for you to function. To recap, always plan your work and allow enough time for your masterpiece. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped a paragraph. Excuse me. So, give yourself a genuine smile as you look into the mirror. Say, "I need to take a break," when you realize that you can't focus for a moment. Give credits to yourself after a tiring day of work. I personally like listening to whatever work I have done for I personally like listing whatever work I have done for the day so I feel accomplished. And treat yourself with something nice to lighten up your mood. Treat yourself kindly. To recap, always plan your work and allow enough time for your masterpiece. Secondly, know your work by treating it as a friend and asking yourself if you know it well enough. Thirdly, show initiative in attending your professor's office hours. Moreover, open yourself up by trying out different activities. Last but not least, listen and be kind to yourself. I hope you find this article helpful, and please don't hesitate to share with us what works for you, whether or not they are mentioned above. This article is written by Chin Wei Wong, or Rosie Wong. Rosie Wong is a senior at Holland University who is earning a bachelor's degree in both communication studies and theater. She is passionate about pop culture and enjoys art making. She is excited to join the Teen Magazine team this year. And just to describe a bit of the imagery that accompanied this article, there is a photo by Pixabay from Pixels of a beautiful entryway of what I believe is Holland University. There's another photo by Charlotte May from Pixels of two students sitting on these steps, what looks like stone steps of the university, with their laptops and their tablets out just talking. And there's another photo by Armin Rimoldi from Pexels, and this is of two students walking along a brick path outside beside some beautiful trees and flowers next to a building on Holland University. Okay, the next article is titled, "What Every High School Freshman Should Do." This is also from the Teen Magazine. College can wait. It's high school first. Welcome to high school. Excited? Nervous? Overwhelmed already? Don't worry, I got you covered. As someone who has graduated from high school, I can tell you for a fact that it's not as bad as it seems or as you may have watched in the movies. In fact, they say that high school is where a lot of people build the best memories, and even though you will face some challenges, there will always be good times you'll love and cherish. As a freshman, There are a few things you should do as you are venturing into the new world, which is high school. I've made a list of 10 things you should do in your freshman year of high school. Number 1, start with the right mindset. High school is a lot different from middle school. Not only will you enter into a new environment, but you'll also meet new teachers, new grade systems, and new people. A lot of things could easily go by in middle school, but that isn't exactly the case in high school. In middle school, you could get away with being an average student in everything, but mediocrity is barely tolerated in high school. With that being said, it's important to start high school with the right mindset. Don't worry about what everyone says about high school being tough, because it's really not that tough. Don't start high school with the assumption that things will become a lot harder, because if you do, things may actually become harder for you. Be positive, stay organized, and always be open to new changes and opportunities. Expect the worst, but hope for the best. That way, you won't get too disappointed if things don't turn out as you planned, but it won't make you a pessimist either. Your life is as good as your mindset. Number 2, stay on top of your schoolwork from the very beginning. I wish someone had told me this earlier. Even though I still managed to scale up the academic ladder towards my final years of high school, I know things would have been a lot better if I had started right from the beginning. Don't play with your studies in freshman year. Start building that perfect GPA from ninth grade. That way, even if you falter a little as you advance, as things will get tougher, you won't have to worry much because you have a strong grade to lean on. With the right study tips and motivation, high school work should be easy to excel in. People may try to trick you into believing that you have time and that you should just focus on adapting and having fun, but do not let them fool you. Your grade in freshman year matters a lot, and even if you may still be able to pick off from sophomore year or even junior year, nothing beats a solid foundation. Number 3, join a club or extracurricular activity. This is another thing I so dearly wish I was told when I entered high school. School isn't just about books and academics alone, and even though I strongly support getting perfect grades, I'm also of the belief that a couple of activities outside of school won't kill you, but actually do you a lot of good. If you did not belong to any clubs in middle school, high school is your chance to fix that. The good thing about high school is that there are so many different clubs and societies and so many opportunities. Though the number of clubs will depend on your school, every high school will always have the basic school clubs, which are press club, drama or music club, science club, math club, and debate club. Join at least one club, maybe even two, but remember not to take on more than you can handle. Clubs are not only good as extracurricular, but they can also help boost your college application, even though you shouldn't worry about that for now, which brings me to my next point. Number 4. Don't start stressing over college applications yet. While the majority of high school freshmen may be struggling to adapt to the new environment and to keep up with the new mode of schoolwork, there will always be the overzealous ones who have already started making college plans. That was me. If you are this kind of person, then I am here to tell you, relax. I'm not saying this is bad or that it's bad to start making inquiries about the university you want to attend, but don't start stressing yourself about it yet. College is at least 3 years away, so don't get too overwhelmed by the thought of getting into the best universities that you forget to embrace the moment and actually enjoy high school. College can wait. It's high school first. Number 5, do at least one sport. This is also the topic of extracurricular activities, but I choose to address it differently because I want to highlight the importance of playing sports. Playing sports will not only make you more physically fit and healthy without having to hit the gym, you'll also get to meet new people, make more friends, and it's good for your mental health. Playing sports in high school has been given a somewhat negative reputation in the media. We see high school movies where the jocks and the cheerleaders are usually antagonists. This may have given kids the impression that being a sporty person is bad, which is just not true. Perhaps jocks used to be bullies that picked on smaller kids with higher intellectual abilities, but that isn't the case anymore. And even if it is, it shouldn't stop you from participating in a sport of your choice. There are so many sports one can do in high school. There's football, volleyball, soccer, swimming, basketball, tennis, and even cheerleading teams. Sports activities don't always have to be in high school, though, as you can play sports outside your school, perhaps on a local team or even just leisurely with your friends. Whichever way you choose, let your body move. Number 6. Attend social events. You don't have to be a social butterfly to soar through high school. You can be socially active, and one of the easiest ways this can be achieved is by attending social events, both within and outside of school. Homecoming, pep rallies, inter-school games, school dances, etc. All these social events are so important. Again, if you get invited to a friend's party, don't sit at home. Go for it. You may get to meet new people and gain new opportunities. Do not become wild or go to too many parties, though, especially ones where there's a lot of irresponsible things taking place. Also, don't go to parties that may affect your study life. For instance, parties hosted during school nights may cause you to wake up late the next morning. Number 7. Learn extra skills. Getting a degree is good, but knowing a few extra skills can fetch you another stream of income when you graduate, or even in school, which is even better. There are tons of skills you can learn in high school that will really help you. These are both online, such as copywriting, digital marketing, writing, videography, graphic designing, computer programming, and offline, such as makeup, hairstyling, artistry, fashion designing, baking, etc. You can learn skills that are related to your career goals. That way, you can add to your resume in the future. For example, if your career goal is to become an engineer, then you should definitely learn coding and programming. Number 8. Make friends. Everyone wants someone who has their back, someone they can rely on, and someone who shares the same values and beliefs as them. This is where friends come in. Everyone needs friends, and anyone can have them. The friends you had in middle school may not follow you into high school, unless you're lucky. Sometimes, even if they do, sooner or later you may outgrow each other, and the friendship will start to dissolve slowly until you're both in different friendships. Don't worry, though, because friends will leave and new friends will come. Forget the fallacy that making friends in high school is hard. It's not. Just follow this guide. How to make friends on your first day of high school, which is another article from this magazine. Number 9, develop good life skills. Build good habits and life skills that'll help you become a better human. Such skills include good communication skills, emotional skills, decision-making skills, critical and creative thinking, and listening skills. Learn how to effectively communicate with other people through expressing yourself clearly and boldly. Become a good listener that can effectively comprehend other people's views without being biased. Develop emotional intelligence by learning how to identify and understand your emotions so that you learn to deal with them confidently. Train yourself into becoming someone that logically assesses things so that you make good decisions and learn to be assertive and say yes only when you mean yes and no when you mean no. Number 10, remember to practice self-care. Last but not least is the practice self-care. Remember, take a break from all the stress of high school. Don't neglect your health and mental well-being. Always make time to do some self-care at home, whether it be through beauty treatments, whether it be through beauty treatments, watching your favorite movies, journaling, or just relaxing. You are a high schooler, not a robot. These are my tips. I hope you found them helpful. Remember to stay organized, be positive, and make good high school memories. This article was written by Ikwegbu Ihoma, a very creative Nigerian teenager who is passionate about content and digital creation. She loves music, playing the piano, chess, puzzles, and any other thing that challenges her intellectually. She also loves learning, meeting new people, and taking on challenges. Be sure to read her blog. The next article is from Teen Vogue, and it's titled, Texas Students Protest in Support of Trans Student Allegedly Denied Locker Room Access. This article is by Caitlin McNabb and was published October 4th, 2021. On September 22nd, 16-year-old Kendall Tinoco, a transgender student, claimed on Instagram that she had been discriminated against by a teacher at her school. Over the past few years, I've been in transition, she wrote in the post. To be more specific, I've been using the female restroom since the seventh grade. Tinoco, who is currently a junior at Temple High School in Temple, Texas, says her use of the girls' restroom and locker room had never been an issue with the school staff. Then, last month, she says a teacher denied her access to the girls' locker room because there were actual girls in there. Frustrated, Tinoco posted on her Instagram page explaining the situation in detail. Tinoco says in the post that she reported the incidents to school administration. After calling on her peers for support, Tinoco's classmates rallied around her in a trans rights protest at their school. I was thinking back on how many trans girls she may have told that to, or trans boys that she told that to. I couldn't imagine that they hadn't done anything about it, Tinoco told Teen Vogue. It was really sad, and I didn't want to think that she had told anybody else that. I wanted to share my story so that way people knew what she was doing. I wanted them to know that she was in the wrong. Tinoco says that she was nervous to make her initial post and that it took some time for her to speak up. But eventually she did, calling on her fellow students for support. What I thought would happen after posting was maybe like a few students commenting, yeah, this is wrong, or like, let's have a meeting with a teacher or something. I didn't think it was going to come this far. A week later, a group of students planned a transgender rights protest and walkout in support of Tinoco and encouraged participants to bring pride flags and attire. The students asked Tinoco to join and lead them, and on September 29th, what was intended to be a silent protest grew into a spirited rally for Tinoco and trans rights. I thought maybe 20 people were going to show up, says Tinoco. Last time I heard, I wanted to say it was about 300, 400 that showed up. It was crazy seeing that support. I was supposed to be silent and peaceful, and everybody was just like, trans lives, and everybody wants this change. And it was overwhelming. The support was overwhelming in a good way. I loved it. It was a pretty great protest. Tinoco believes the ultimate goal of the students who organized the protest was to make a bold statement, something that would make students' voices heard. According to Tinoco, there is a large LGBTQ community at Temple High School. In August, the Biden administration sent students back to school with a hearty message of support for transgender students. Along with the video message, the Department of Education posted a resource page of LGBTQ students, including a letter reminding schools that gender-based discrimination is prohibited under Title IX. The Obama administration issued a Dear Colleagues letter that advised schools to allow transgender students to use the bathroom of their choice, but it was rescinded under the Trump administration. Documents on Biden's DOE website explain that their Office of Civil Rights can investigate situations including trans students being barred from using the correct bathroom. School leadership allegedly told Tinoco that they could not allow her to use the girls' restroom, citing a rule in their school district handbook that they were required to follow. According to local NBC affiliate 6 News, last week Christine Parks, a spokesperson for the Temple Independent School District, shared that school administration met with both the student and parent that week to review the district enrollment of transgender students' guidelines. Per 6 News, the guidelines note that a student must be identified by his or her legal surname, as it appears on the student's birth certificate or other documented proof of identity, and that students are required to dress in accordance with the dress code, and that a gender-neutral restroom, locker room, or changing area, and or overnight facility like unisex faculty restrooms or nurse's office will be accessible to transgender students. Temple Independent School District representatives and Temple High School leadership did not immediately respond to Teen Vogue's request for comment. Following the protest, Tinoco says she's still shocked at the turnout and the media attention that gathered. Moving forward, Tinoco hopes that her school district will formally recognize that transgender students are protected from discrimination under Title IX. Even then, she'll continue to use her voice to stand up for her rights and what she believes in. From there on out, sharing my stories and inspiring students, kids, and letting them know that being LGBTQ is okay, she says, and that you don't have to be silenced when you're being discriminated against. Well, that concludes today's episode of Teen Magazine. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm Bahati Mutisia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.